Right discipline. Discipline is know what is good and what is bad. Know your country, know your continent. Know the history of your people and know the reasons of why your people are like this. And know it well.
The black man in the West has ceased to be black. Not of his own volition, but he's actually been stripped of his blackness. He has been stripped of the language of the black man. He couldn't speak the language of his own people. He had to speak the language of strangers. And today, he speaks the language of strangers. He knows nothing about the indigenous language of his people prior to being brought into the Western Hemisphere. He has been stripped of the black man's name. He has been stripped of the black man's culture. And actually also stripped of the black man's history. And just as a tree without roots dies and becomes dead, when a people becomes stripped of their history or their historic roots, they also become a dead. And for this reason, the condition of the black man in the Western Hemisphere has been that of a dead man. And this dead thing was also dehumanized. The slave masters robbed us of everything that we could use to prove that we were a part of the human family, the black family. And this is the condition that our people in the West are in today.
I think we don't have a clear history. Our history starts from slavery. We don't really have a clear account of what happened before slavery. So our history kind of starts from that victim standpoint where we all see ourselves as victims.
Okay, so we are just talking about the black man yesterday, now, and tomorrow.
How do you see black people?
Okay. I remember back in primary school, I was asking one of my teachers then, why is it that we have white people and black people? It was just one of the funny, curious questions that came to mind. And his explanation at the time was that we have white people and black people because of old school cameras. Back in those days, cameras only produced pictures in different types. And I kid you not, I cannot make this up. His explanation was, since you take a picture of people, and then when you print the picture, you see who we call white people as white, and you see who we call black people as black. So that's how you got white people and black people. Wow. And for a while, I accepted that as the...
That picture started becoming position. He's a very good liar.
So imagine I was maybe 6 or 7 at the time, but
I wasn't even bothered about the color of people at that point. So
as in, if it was your problem, then you already don't type.
Look, we went to school together. You already know how mind works. Don't start.
Well, when I was 6 or 7, I had more things to think about.
Please allow me. Black people. You were smarter.
You didn't play ball at that age. You didn't do any other thing. You didn't watch anything good for
us. Funny enough, I didn't play ball at that age. Funny enough, I don't think I started playing ball until maybe when I was 9 or 10.
Yeah.
But that's by the way. So now, I accepted that as the answer for a very long time. Like, that was just what was in my head, that we had black people and white people because of cameras. I read about the red Indians and the yellow Chinese. Then the question in my mind was now, how did you get red if you can only see black and white? How did you not white. Call it red? How did you not call it yellow? So it's made me realize that there's something much more deeper to that.
At what age did you have that realization?
At the same age you thought it up, please.
I can't remember the age.
Seriously, at age 6, you were pondering on this thing, guys.
See,
think the only problem you have with this is that when you were his age, you weren't thinking like that.
Yes, now, well, what does he get is, man? As in,
of course, I did all of those things. I was a kid, yes. But sometimes,
I didn't even know it. I was like,
something's
what happened
to your mom.
I didn't even know.
Happened.
Don't mind him, I'm on your side here. Yes, I had some random thoughts as a kid too.
Exactly. See?
Very
bad. I mean, good company.
I told you she has like 50 personalities.
I don't mind. Susha, I agree with the sentiment that we didn't really become black people until people told us we were black. I mean, we've lived our lives. We've had centuries upon centuries of history in Africa, in other parts of the world where we have people with high concentrations of melanin in their skin. And we didn't see ourselves as anything other than just people until somebody said, you guys are black people. That's the connotation that we've carried, especially because of slavery and the effects, colonization and so on. There's this quote that history is always written by the victors. It's always written by those people who are in power, those people who are in charge. Considering that for centuries now, many countries have either been outrightly controlled by Caucasians or been colonized by Caucasians, the narrative has been that they are the ones in charge, they're the ones in control, and we are the ones being subjugated. So that's the history part of it. That's what I see as the historical origin of all of it. They found that it was easier to enslave, to control other people by just making them feel inferior in certain ways. And that gave them more power, more access to whatever it is they wanted. Because if we look at the history of the world, regardless of what history you're subscribing to, if you're a Christian who follows the Bible's accounts of history, if you're a Muslim who follows the Muslim accounts of history, the Quran's accounts of history, or if you're just someone who believes in evolution, science, you will find that white people didn't just sprout up everywhere in the world. They had to migrate.
What is even terminator? What if I believe we just landed?
You just landed from where? We still have to come from the
I'm sure at some point, Africans thought that white people came from the sky.
Possibly, actually. I think I read an account once of how it is that, you know, they came in on ships with the sails and everything. It's like, ooh, they come in and they came in with the clouds. So yeah.
About the Caucasians coming in and then making us feel inferior. Now, I want to ask a question.
Yeah.
Did white people bring the idea of slavery? Were the black people not already enslaving themselves before white people got to our shores?
I'd like to know what you mean by enslaving themselves.
As in, did slavery exist before Caucasians came to Africa?
That's my question.
Yeah, actually, yes, it did. Slavery has always existed long before the first Caucasians set their foot in Africa. Slavery has existed for...
The narrative about them making us...
I want to add this, slavery had always existed, but I believe as amongst blacks, I believe it also existed amongst whites and other races.
Yes, absolutely.
Because matter of, I used to ride on a dog in school, and then I realized horses, and I just thought horses were better, so I decided to use horses and then cars and on. So maybe, yes, they were enslaving one another, and then they saw, I think black slaves do us better.
The thing is, slavery has always existed because due to human nature, you'd have people fight wars, conquer other villages, other towns, other tribes, and essentially subjugate them, take them under our control. The one thing that is very common amongst almost all human beings is the fact that we love to live life as stress-free as possible. We love to live luxuriously. So if you can live a life where somebody is doing all the work for you without any consequence on your part, most people will take that option. That's part of human nature.
And yeah,
I think slavery in the past, maybe till date, had always been a thing of wealth and affluence. The richer I am, the more slaves I can afford to have.
Yes.
It means that it is something of pride to say that I don't lift a pin in my house. And I think that's where slavery came up from, the natural, like you said, Steve, the human nature, the human essence. Right.
Yeah.
To crave beautiful things of life, mm-hmm. comfort of life, and slaves were part of those things.
Yeah, but it's not just that. There's a certain angle to it that I was actually driving at. There are people who had wealth and wanted to leave life comfortably, and they could gather more people. And there is a difference between hiring workers that you're paying for work. In various societies, communities where you have like caste system, you have the peasants, the local workers, you have the high-ranking official, not high-ranking officials, maybe like the people employed by the government, and then security guard, soldiers, and then you have maybe more. Yes.
I know all of that. All of that is necessary. Hierarchy is necessary in the social order.
That, some people had workers they hired and paid them. That was not slavery. That was your hiring staff.
I know. Okay. What I'm trying to say is some people had, some people believe they're inferior.
Okay.
Before it's white like men, have... some black people had, some black people believe they're inferior. Before white men.
Okay. Yes.
Go to our
store. Yeah.
That's what I was trying to just establish. That's the fact I was trying to establish.
Yes, but there's an objection I have to that. It's not exactly like they make them feel inferior. It was just the mentality that we've conquered your land, we have conquered your soldiers, we have conquered your army. Now we're going to make you work for us.
I think you're trying to politically fight the case for them. They were inferior because they became inferior.
Whether I conquered
you. Yeah, if I conquered you, it means I have told you that you don't stand a chance with me. If you try,
you are inferior. That's why I conquered
you. You're inferior to me. And if you owe me money, you send me one of your sons to work for me. I don't pay him. I keep using him till your debt is paid. And if it is not paid, his own son will continue to work for me. And I think things like that birthed this slavery thing.
Did any justice beating me?
Yes, she did. She absolutely.
Did you just call 400 years of our ancestors? We'll talk about that now. So, Emmy, tell me how you got to be alive. How did you get to know that, okay, there's black, there's white? How did you come to
from that real life, from seeing people who look different, from watching TV and seeing that other people talk.
Come on, let it go.
I trust you, can't be. I'm sure you had more important things.
What more important things? What are you doing with this trick? Because much more important than learning about the world you live in.
Let me make it more important for him. Malik, please. At what age did you notice that more Igbo people were fair-skinned?
Let me not lie to you. Growing up, I was kind of like in Ali. I did not realize anything. I was just like, why are you guys
like?
It was just me enjoying my life. You don't get it. If you are black, move your pocket. If you are white.
But growing up, you heard people make jokes or call names like Oyibo Pepe or something like that. So you could tell that.
Yeah. I think, okay, true. Yeah. Let me not lie. At one point in command, when I was in secondary school, I actually shook a white man and like, I could not believe it. I was like, wow. You.
Why?
Why
were you so in awe of seeing a white man?
Because he saw something that looked very much different from him.
Yes, but sure, you know, I always see them on TV. I've always seen them as important people, and getting to actually meet one and shake one, and like, I don't know when next I was going to see another white man.
This is little you. Come on, I can picture it right now.
Did you take any pictures?
No, that was in command. I was in command secondary school. He came to teach friends. We came to just see how French was doing. I think they were funding the French education in like Nigerian secondary schools then. So we just asked to just come around and see what's going on. This is another thing we still talk about. But generally, I just want to hear people. How did you come to the realization of race being intense in your world? And how do you see
it's complicated?
Okay, in what way?
Okay, let's see. The very first time that I realized the exact difference between myself as a black man and white men is, I think, going to the UK probably 2001, 2002. I can't quite remember exactly when. One of the things that struck me was the fact that there were tons of security procedures we had to go through going through the airports, and like here in Nigeria, and then landing over there. There were things, questions you had to answer, searches that had to be done.
Sorry to interrupt you, but can I ask where you grew up?
Lagos.
And it took you till 2000 and something to realize that there was different?
Not to realize that there was difference, to experience the difference. You see it on TV, you see, it's one thing to see it on TV, it's one thing to see it in movies, to probably just read about it in the news. It doesn't really sink in until you experience it, or you have someone close to you that experiences it and shares their experience with you. It's just a theory, it's just something that, black people are different from white people. How? What exactly does that really mean? It doesn't really sink in until you are trying to step out of a store and suddenly the security guard tells you, wait, you need to set your bags. I need to ensure you didn't take anything else. Mm-hmm. It doesn't sink in that you're different until you sit
with in Lagos.
Not in Lagos. When I went to the UK, that's what I said. That's what I pointed out. That was when I first had this experience of being black means you're different and you'll be treated differently, even when you're doing everything right. You can do all the right things and
they suspect you for doing everything right. Come on.
Exactly. And this you can probably say is okay, way too long ago, very long time, yes. But as of recently, I lived in Ukraine for 8 years and it still hammers in every single day. You're trying to find an apartment to stay in, and the moment they realize, you're Nigerian, you're African, the rent goes 2 times, 3 times. You're paying double or triple of what everyone else would pay just because of the color of your skin. Your landlord is bursting into your apartment at any time because they want to ensure you're not doing weed.